Zvachim Perik Vav Mishnah Base 6-2, and now the Mishnah turns to its primary topic of the chapter, which is the bird offerings, the Chata Sa'of and the Ola Sa'of. Specifically, those birds are going to be brought together. They are going to be either two Turim, a Tur is like a turtle dove, or Bnei Yona, baby pigeons. And there'll be a pair. Typically, one bird is a Chatas and one bird is an Ola. Now, the Chata Sa'of, why are you going to bring it? So the primary reason is probably going to be either the Ola V'Yored obligation. So remember, back in Vayikra, hey, if a person enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah or eats Kachem in Tumah, then he should bring a Chatas. But if he can't afford it, he's a variable offering. He can bring a pair of birds instead. One of the birds would be Chatas Sa'of, one would be Ola Sa'of. If he couldn't afford even that, he could bring a meal offering, the Minchas Chote. And importantly, since the Torah sort of connects those two, we'll learn certain halachas that apply to the Chata Sa'of from the meal offering, that Minchas Chota. Probably more common than that would be a woman who gives birth, if she can't afford to bring a lamb, then she will bring a bird as a Chatas, also, as part of her Tahara procedure. And also you have the Zav, the Zava, the Nazir, and the Mitzora all also bring potentially, depending on what they have to do, they bring also these bird offerings. So those are the reasons why you'd be bringing this bird offering. So the Chata Sa'of, says the Mishnah, how do you go about doing it? Haisenasas al Keren Dromis Maravis. It was done, their sacrificial procedure said it was done, at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Southwest corner, you see where all the action is happening. And in fact, our mission will enumerate all the action that happens over there in a moment. So when we say it's Na'as, it's done, what does that mean? So the Mishnah in two Mishnahs will actually be very explicit about it, but the gist is there are three avodas when it comes to the Chata Sa'of. You have Malika, that is essentially the slaughtering of the bird. This is done with the thumbnail in the back of the neck as opposed to with the knife in the front. More on that in a couple of Mishnahs. Then you have the Mitsui, which is sort of the sprinkling of the blood onto the Mizbeach. More on that also, surely, but it's done here on the southwest corner. And then also the Mitsui. Mitsui is like the squeezing of the blood, the leftover blood, also on the southwest corner above the Yesod. So those three things are done over there and typically done at the southwest corner, as the Mishnah says. To be clear here, the halacha is you actually could do the Malika, the killing of the bird, wherever you want. The thing is, you want to act quickly, and there's not much blood to go around, so typically, therefore, the Mishnah will say you would just for good order's sake, rationally stand close to the southwest corner because the blood must have the spritz, the hazaya, and the mitzu, the squeezing done on that southwest corner. That's learned from the fact, like I mentioned before, there's a connection between the birds and the minchas chota, the meal offering. And just as prior to doing kamitza, taking that portion of the minchas chota, you have to do what's called hagasha, touching. You touch the container holding the mincha flour, meal, whatever you call it, to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, ideally southwest corner, and there Elachachila, B'diav Tzal Ma'akev. So since that Hagash happens in the southwest corner, it's connected to the bird, so also the Hazai and the Mitzui, the sprinkling and the squeezing of the blood also happens in the southwest corner. So that's the story. So the Mishnah is inside. B'chol Mokom Haisa Ksher. The truth is you could do the Shechita, or Malika I should say, the Malika anywhere in the temple courtyard. Ela Zehaya Mokoma. This was the place to do it because since the ideally, l'charchila, the hazaya and the mitzui, the sprinkling and the squeezing of the blood, has to go in the southwest corner. So you check there as you would molek it, you kill it there as well. Now we'll go back to that a little more later on in a couple of Mishnahs. But first, the Mishnah observes that ushlosha devarim haisa osa keren mishameshes milamatan ushlosha milaman. That southwest corner actually served three specific functions at the bottom, meaning below the Chuta Sikra, the red line, the dividing line, and three other things happened above the Chuta Sikra in the southwest corner. What are those things? Milamatan at the bottom, Chata Sa'of, they processed the Chata Sa'of, the bird sin offering, like we just described, the Hagashos, and also the bringing of the Mincha to the Mizbeach, a requirement before you do Kamitza, like I said before, is touch the southwest corner, and V'shiyari Hadam, the leftover blood of all the Korbanos is poured into little holes there that are in the Yesod. You recall from Ezo Mekoman, essentially all the Korbanos, the blood is poured on the southwest corner on the southern hole, but there were two holes, and the five Korbanos that are brought on the that are burned outside the basement, but the blood is sprinkled on the inner altar, that blood goes into the western hole, but the southwest corner, one is on the west side, one on the south side. So that's where the blood goes. An activity of the southwest corner at the bottom. Mila Malan, the three activities that happen on the southwest corner above the red line. Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation, that is to say, on Sukkos, there's a special Usha'avta Mayim B'Sason, the drawing of the waters, I'm pouring down that special Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the water is poured in a special bowl, a sefa, like a bowl on top of the southwest corner there. This is on top, okay? And same goes for, the Hayayin, also for the wine. This means every Ola and every Shlamim, which is the majority of Korbanos, are accompanied with Nisachim, libations, which include meal and also wine libation. The wine libation, where do you pour it? You pour it in the other bowl. There are two of these little bowls, if you will, on top of the Mizbeach in the southwest corner. The other one is for the wine. The water and wine will flow down beneath the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach first, the wine goes, and then from there down into the kind of bowels of the Mizbeach. Beneath, there's a deep cavern beneath the Mizbeach called the Shisin, and the Shisin is where the water and the wine gathers there, and from it's a discussion exactly how frequently, but from time to time, it's cleaned out because the wine ultimately kind of congeals down in the shisin, the area, the cavern beneath, the very deep cavern beneath the altar. Okay, so that's the second thing. And the third thing is va'ola sa'of. Also, they will process the ola sa'of. Now, don't get confused. Our mission's topic is, or the previous mission, or whatever, this mission is talking about the chata sa'of, the sin bird, not the burned bird. But anyways, the normal place is to do the ola sa'of in the southeast corner. And the reason why, as we'll see, is because you have to pull out a zefek, a part of it, the crop, and also you pluck out the feathers, and those go on the floor in a special place, the makom hadeshen, which is the same place where the trumas hadeshen ashes are placed, and also the cleaned out menorah bits. That is happening on the eastern side of the ramp, 10 amos in from the south. There's a place over there for those ashes, and since the bird parts go there also, for the Olas Of, person processing the Olas Of should be standing there in the southeast corner, but sometimes it's too crowded. If you can't do it there, so then you'll go to the southwest corner up top, above on the altar. The reason why you can go up there is because, anyways, the blood has to be applied for Olas Of above the red line, so that's a good place to be. Okay. Again, this might just be a little counterintuitive, but let me speak it out. When it comes to a chatas of a zevach, of an animal, the blood is up, and the ola, the blood is down. But when it comes to the birds, the ola, the blood is up, and the chatas, the blood is down.